In the southeastern corner of Canada, the town of Chatham has had a big problem with crows. They've had nearly 4 crows for every person. Only recently has Chatham finally gotten the upper hand in its effort to keep the birds away. Leo Denies is in charge of the anti-crow campaign. He watched the bird population rise steadily for several years.
They went from 90,000 4 years ago to 110,000 to 160,000 last year. And the estimate this year at the beginning of the fall was approximately 250,000 crows.
How do you count that many crows?
The Ministry of Natural Resources here in Ontario organizes a crow count. A number of volunteers take up different spots and actually do a count.
Now, have the townspeople there in Chatham been demanding that somebody do something about the crow problem?
It's been a wide range. There's been a number of people who've been directly affected by the crows and were demanding things be done, and there was other people demanding that the crows be left alone.
Why do the crows come back, by the way?
I believe the warmer climate in the community of Chatham, located on the Thames River, made the climate somewhat warmer for them, so it was a good location.
So what have you tried in the past that hasn't worked to get rid of the crows?
There's been a number of scare techniques used, using scare cartridges that are shot up in the flock of crows, making whistling sounds, blasts of light. We've tried bright light, spotlight shot on them. We've tried hanging crow carcasses around. We've tried crow in distress tapes. We've tried a number of different techniques, none of which worked.
And what did you finally do that worked?
We hired a company from Georgetown, Ontario, that came in with predator birds. And they use predator birds to deter the crows from roosting in this area.
The predator birds you're talking about are real live birds.
Real live birds. There was hawks that were trained to return to their master after a flight, and the crows seeing the hawk in flight was distressing. The falcon was trained to fly as well and return to their master eventually. And there were some owls used as tethered owls used as a deterrent for them. And there was a bald eagle that was trained to return to its master after a flight.
And when did you start seeing the numbers go down?
I would say within a week of this company arriving, we could notice that the crows were diminishing.
And how many would you say are there now?
We had an official count done the 1st of January, and they were down to 147 crows in that official count.
Remind us of the number that you started with?
250,000.
250,000. Mr. Denies, where did the crows go?
That's a good question. We're not sure. What we do know is they're not in the municipality of Chatham-Kent, or if they are, they're not in here in large numbers anymore. And the municipality of Chatham-Kent is about 40 kilometers by 60 kilometers. So it takes up a fair geographic area. And we have not seen a significant increase in crow population within the municipality in other areas other than the community of Chatham.
Mr. Denies, thank you for explaining this to us.
Okay.
Leo Denies speaking with us from Chatham in Ontario, Canada.
Our program is directed by Marika Partridge, edited by Jonathan Kern, and produced by Christopher Turpin. The technical director is Paris Morgan.
Our story on salmon farming was produced by Lisa Harmon and recorded and mixed by Bill Deputy.